This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I'm challenging you to be that exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. The talk monster of digital talk radio is Red State Talk Radio, and of course, that's the preeminent talk radio show host station out there. And it's a station all over the place because it's digital. We're worldwide. Go figure that one out. Yeah, on your phone, on your iPad, on your tablet, on everything, we're out there. We're out and about. We're even on terrestrial stations. They pick us up. They play us. Yeah, that's cool. We appreciate it. Just visit our website, though, Red State Talk Radio, because you get 36 hours of continuous talk radio by some of the top talkers in the nation. It's the only format, the only place that's doing that. There's others that are trying out there. They're competitors. They call me and say, hey, can you help? You know, join up with Red State Talk Radio. Okay, enough of that. What is really going on? Well, the Twitter war is on. It is on. Donald J. Trump versus the Gang of Four. We're going to call them the Gang of Four. I don't care what anybody else wants to call them. I think they're the Gang of Four. That's exactly what I think. I think they are the Gang of Four. And if you don't believe me, just listen to them. Well, I'm not going to play them. They're the racist creed that they have out there. Screed, I guess you could say. They're quite racist, they're quite bigoted, and, you know, is the president right to call it out? I think he is. I think some people might have some problem with the language that he has used to saying, you know, if you don't like it, go back to your own other country. I'm not too sure I understand why that's racist, by the way, and I didn't hear him say anything about race in his tweets that he started out with. And again, the left has jumped all over this. Now, the thing that I find absolutely amazing, that what I'm seeing, and I'm passing judgment, I think a little early, but I'll change it. I just want you to know I could change, but I'm absolutely stunned that all of a sudden the president is the racist and they are not, when they absolutely, these four are hateful individuals that hate America. That it's clearly defined. By the comments that they've been making, the way that they've been talking about the United States, you know, using the F word all the time, you know, and that's before they even kind of got to work with the president at all, before some of them were even sworn in. They've been saying these things, terrible, hateful things about the United States of America, and that's okay. And bigoted, racist things, anti-Semitic things. You know, we know the connection between radicalized Islamic, you know, individuals in the Muslim Brotherhood, the connections that some of them have, which ought to tell you right there, if there's any connection at all to the Muslim Brotherhood or any of those dots with any of these people, they're radicalized haters of Israel, the Jewish people, and the American people. We are the, quote, great Satan with them. And they're in this country, and they're here to destroy it. There's, clearly, when you listen to the dialogues that they have, the monologues that they carry on, and you know their whole attitude, they have all those things where it's just clear that they dislike and have complete disdain for this country and our values. That is a problem. And Donald Trump's called it out. He's tired of it, like everybody, all other Americans. And yet, the debate, the condemnation on them for really clearly racist, bigoted statements about Israel and Jews and Americans, just, it's okay. It's not okay. There's a double standard, and that's what Donald Trump's saying. It's not okay for these people to be out there displaying themselves this way. Now, where's Nancy Pelosi in all this? They called her a racist. Well, and she's, you know, make America white again. That's her comment. How blatantly racist could that be? See, the race card was thrown out by them, and he's doubling down on them. He's holding them. He's the president. He should be holding them accountable for the racist, bigoted, anti-Semitic comments that they have been making. It's perfectly within his purview to do that. So, again, the question is, where are we at with the left on all this? Oh, they're running to the protection of these four bigots. See, that's the story. The left is running to the protection of these four bigoted individuals. Racist haters of the United States. Now, that's a problem, isn't it? See, this is why I think people might be missing some of the point here, especially some of those people that are jumping on board against the president and his comments. They don't like it. They're uncomfortable. I get that. But he's in a position where he has to deal with the uncomfortable things in this country that nobody else seems to want to do, right? So he's taking it on, head on. He doesn't like it, and he's telling people he doesn't like it. And if you don't like it, you've got another country you can go to, don't you? I mean, and it's that simple. If you hate this country so much, you have choices. You can continue to be here in hate. You can continue to be here and pontificate. You have a freedom of speech to do that. We understand that. But if it's so overwhelming, and you are in a position of authority like this, you know, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable to me. We can call you out on that. The president has called you out on that, and that's exactly what should be happening. I don't like the racism card thrown. As you know, you guys listen to my show, I'm doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down. I'm running tonnage all over this issue. I do not appreciate the dialogue, the monologues, the characterizations that go along with all this form of bigotry, but bigotry it is. And it's coming from them. That's where it's all, but it none of this would be on the dais or anywhere in the political landscape right now in anybody's narrative if it hadn't started with them throwing out the race card, throwing out the F-word card, and making comments about the president, making comments about this country, making comments about white people. Hello? Good God. I mean, when you get to that level, it needs to be called out. And if you are in a leadership position, God help you. The voters will take care of these four. There's no question about it. No one likes this level of comfort at all in any narrative, any monologue, any dialogue, anything going on in this country right now. No one likes it. But, you know, should we not stand up against these folks? Is that, well, we're just sort of sitting back and laying back and where's our freedom of speech? They've got all the freedom of speech in the world to talk hate, right? And we don't have any? You know, I'm telling you, I keep thinking about the phrase in the Declaration of Independence. Actually, the new California State Declaration of Independence. And I'll get to this phrase, that you are uncomfortable living with a tyrant. And rather than to break out of your comfort zone because you know what you have with a tyrant, you live with it. That's basically what they summarized in this statement. Well, we don't have to do that. And that's what the Founding Fathers said. We do not have to endure the tyrant. Because we're independent, God-fearing people. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Okay, let's see here. Where are we going to go with all this chaos? Where are we going? The squad fires back. Trump digs in against Dem congresswoman. Many people agree with me. Republicans muted. Joni Ernst speaks out against the president. Tweets too far. Hollywood erupts. Polls show sour views of race relations. Tumulty. It's time for Obama to speak up. All right. Okay, here we go. The racist in chief. The racist. Flashback. Lindsey Graham. Trump is race-baiting, xenophobic bigot. Okay. He doesn't have a clue about anything. He's just trying to get his numbers up. Well, Lindsey Graham came out and spoke in support of the president yesterday, actually, on this issue. But that's, you know, on this issue. That was back. That, listen, there is, I think we may play this. I've got it down in pen here, but I don't know if I want to do it. Lindsey Graham came out in support of the president yesterday. But in CNN land, when Lindsey Graham was running for president, he made these statements about the president. He's race baiting, xenophobic, trying to get his numbers up, right? Okay, so he said that. But in this issue, he's absolutely 110% solid behind the president, just to let you know. He says there's something wrong, right, in the system when you have these four, the so-called squad, the firing squad, that with their kind of open bigotry, which is nothing more than the open bigotry obviously displayed, like everybody felt about Obama, President Obama, and Michelle Obama. I mean, they were racist, in our opinion, in a lot of people's opinion. In my opinion, they're clearly racist. And, you know, this whole thing that has been promulgated from within their generation, literally. These individuals are four very young ladies that have great communication skills. They've got a lot of capabilities, a lot of ability, but what is it that they're saying that is just evil? And it is. And where did they learn it? You know, this they have grown up in an environment where which all white people are evil, period. That's the way they view it. And that's a sad state of affairs. Hello? I mean, this nation and everything that they are in right now and enjoying of, for the most part, the founding fathers, everybody was white. That's just a fact. That's the demographic. And yeah, you take a look at the pastiche of the country at the time and the world at the time. Look at the world at the time. You can't just look at these founding fathers and put them in a microscope and say, oh, they're white, and they're because they're white, they're racist. And you see, that's the point. Because you are a certain skin color, you're racist? Hello, let's talk about proving it first. Let's see what your deeds are. Let's see how that works. Right? No, that's... Oh, I'm sorry, that gets into Martin Luther King Jr., doesn't it? The content of your character. That's what I want to see. I want to see, I'm seeing the content of their characters, and that's the problem. I look beyond their skin. I don't care. Listen, you learn in schools, and I did school discipline for years. It was never about the skin color unless they were raising it to call me a racist as a white person. Because I was disciplining their kids. But, you know, you kind of have to giggle about that. But, you know, that is a reality. If you sit there, and like the kids that I've seen and disciplined and restructured their life. Because remember, discipline, the word discipline means to disciple. It means to, quote, give structure. Give structure. That's what, it's my God, it's a Christian word. To disciple. Hello, it's biblical. And that's what I used to do. I used to discipline, give structure to kids. Didn't matter what their skin color was because behavior is always the driver. And that's what seeing. That's what I'm seeing here with these individuals. I see, I'll stand in judgment of this, I see people with enormous talent and capability in communications, but they're off message because their behavior has demonstrated to me their bigotry and their own racism that they need to check at the door. And that's what Martin Luther King is saying. Hey, you're showing me, and ladies, you have shown me the content of your character. For a public official to go out and, as in the case of one of them, in public, you know, we're going to get the MF-er, you know, meaning the president. Hello? I mean, before anything even starts? Before she's even sworn in? You know, wait a minute. What? How does that get a, I mean, what's that about your character? Huh? Martin Luther King is right about that. So as I sit and look at these individuals, I see the talents that are there. God-given talents, I might add. But the character is not there to back it up. And they have been, in my opinion, they have been injected with racism from day one. And therein lies a problem with our society and our culture because, you know, you've got this whole thing that has been raised up now over the last 10, 20, 30 years that it's a racist society. And that is being taught in our schools. And I used to see the underpinnings of that by various curriculum designs. Let's go to Common Core. A lot of people think that Common Core at its core is a racist curriculum. And I might be one of them. Because what are you teaching? How are you teaching it? And how easy is it to inject certain thoughts and processes over time into children's heads? And they've had 30 years to do this. Common Core's been around for, what, 10 years already? It was forced down everybody's throats by the Obama administration, starting with George Bush, actually. There was a continuum going on there. My point is that these young ladies have grown up in an environment that does nothing but breed ultimately hatred. And they're promulgating it, and they have been, and Donald Trump's calling it out. I mean, when you take a look at the history of the relationship they've had with Nancy Pelosi and within their own Congress, they're completely off the hook even there. Now, that's the big story. Nancy has lost control. That's pretty evident. We've seen this one going on. But now it's a takeover. And this is what happens when you have the thugs amongst you. And you have they have absolutely seized, with their good communication skills, I might add, they have absolutely seized the media. And this is where they're going with. That's why Donald Trump is calling it out and calling it out now, because what's happening here is if you take a listen to this whole press conference that they had yesterday, which we're not going to play, it's just kind of amazing. I don't see how this helps their cause, the racist cause that they have in their hatred towards this president and pretty much white people. I don't think this is going to help them at all. In fact, I thought it was a clown show, what I was watching. And people I talked to afterwards were saying, it's like pretty much a clown show. That does not help them. And whatever cause they seem to be advancing, which of course is the white privilege thing and all this good stuff, is not working. And you know, it's kind of like is watching the Democratic debates and you say, who won the debate? Well, Donald Trump won the debates. I say yesterday, if you want to say who won the press conference, Donald Trump won. And they don't seem to get it. And some people are running from this. Can't run away from this. This is stuff we have to stop. We'll be back.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. A21R.com. Yeah, and NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things going on there. This whole story that is emanating from the Epoch Times, which is, of course, the story about the California retirement system, the public employees retirement system, PERS. That is really, really kind of going crazy out there as a story. Because, you know, the reality check is that the communists own California. That's the reality. And they're getting money. Right now, all of you all you people that are paying into the PERS system, and even the STIRS, we don't have all the confirmation on the STIRS yet, which is the state teachers retirement system, but the largest pension fund in the nation, which is PERS, there's a bigger one in Canada. We're going to talk about that sometime. But which is the biggest one in the world, actually. It's just stunning to me that, you know, none of this has been really brought out before. Huh? Hello. But it explains much about what's really going on in California, the largest state in the union, by the way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So what are they saying about all this stuff? You know, I'm going to dive into I got to tell you, in all honesty, I've been really behind on show prep last night, and show prep this morning was at a minimum, because of all the things that are going on with New California and all the things we have to do to make things like really happen, right? And I'm going to dive into some things here. I'm going to go to shows on Fox News, and I'm going to see what they have to say this morning. In all honesty, I have not heard anything from Fox News in 24 hours. So, you know, sorry. I do have other things I have to do at times rather than to be listening all the time. I have in my studio, it's constant blaring of news and information and sources. And I can discern. I'm one of those multitaskers from a sound standpoint, right? And so, and I glean the news. That's what I do. I listen to news all the time, 24/7. And to me, it's like, wow. You know, it's just wonderful to be a party to all this stuff. Here, this is what I do want to hear. This is Ted Cruz and his comments about what is going on here, about the freshman Democrats, okay, and all their things. I do want to hear this because I think Ted Cruz, now I've heard a smidgen of this, 30 seconds, but I want to hear the whole thing because I like the way Ted Cruz thinks. I really do. I'm a Ted Cruz think fan. How's that? We just coined that. I like the way he thinks. I mean, I really do. I like his logic streams, everything about that part of him. Now, there's some other things. Beto, of course, challenging him, which I can't even believe. I mean, Beto is a mental midget, and this guy's a mental giant, that's the way it's rolling there in Texas. Is Texas purple or what? Here's Ted Cruz.
This is the agenda of white nationalists. Whether it is happening in chat rooms or it's happening on national TV, and now it's reached the White House garden.
We remain focused on holding him accountable to the laws of this land and accountable to the American people.
He does not know how to defend his policies, so what he does is attack us personally.
We are more than four people. We ran on a mandate to advocate for and to represent those ignored, left out, and left behind. Our squad is big.
And there you've got four members of the so-called squad.
Here we go.
5 o'clock hour yesterday.
Ted Cruz.
You saw it live right here on the channel. Now you're looking live at Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Republican. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution. We'll talk about some of the work you're going to do a little later today. But, Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to have you as well. How do you depict what we have seen in the last 36 hours between the squad and the president and Republicans and Democrats and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, look, the rhetoric has been a little bit overheated, but the substance of it is these freshman members of Congress are radical and extreme. They are embracing full-on socialism. They are authoring the so-called Green New Deal, which would cost $93 trillion to the economy. That would have the effect of every family in America increasing your taxes $65,000 a year, every family in America. These are radical and extreme plans. These freshmen, unfortunately, also have a long and troubling history with anti-Semitism, engaging over and over again, not just once, but multiple times in making anti-Semitic insults, sending anti-Semitic tweets. In fact, it was so bad that Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats tried to censure those House freshmen for their anti-Semitic comments. They tried to pass a resolution condemning anti-Semitism in response to the comments. And it is a testament to the power in the Democratic Party those House freshmen have that the entire caucus fell apart. They couldn't hold the votes to pass a simple, clean resolution condemning anti-Semitism. I will tell you, I was proud that the Senate did a lot better. I authored a straightforward, direct resolution condemning anti-Semitism. Tim Kaine, a Democrat, joined me. The two of us brought together. We had 56 co-sponsors, including 14 Democrats. And we passed it unanimously through the U.S. Senate. Every single Republican, every single Democrat.
Right.
And you want to know what the House should do in the wake of all this nonsense the last couple of days? They ought to take up and pass the resolution that the Senate just passed 100 to nothing.
Why didn't they do it?
because most of the conference is terrified of those freshmen. They're terrified of the radical activists behind those freshmen, and so they basically, the committee chairs, the speaker has handed her gavel over to those freshmen. The committee chairs have handed their gavels over to the freshmen, and every one of them are terrified that these freshmen will criticize them. And what it means is the angry radicals, the people who, I mean, you saw in that
Senator,
clip right there that they're accusing the president of being a white nationalist.
Senator,
the
speaker did criticize them, and in turn, they accused the speaker of being critical of them because they are people.
Don't interrupt him in the middle of that. This is where Fox goes off the rails sometimes. How rude can we be to Ted Cruz?
Of color, and that's when the president inserted himself. So in the past, you and the president famously clashed, like Rand Paul, like Lindsey Graham, and you guys got over it and you respect each other. Lindsey Graham basically said, the president, I understand where you're coming from, but...
He derailed his thought. What good is that of Fox News to do that?
Aim higher. Joni Ernst and Senator Tim Scott kind of thought the president was over the line. Where's Ted Cruz stand?
Oh, listen, like most tweets the president sends, I wouldn't send these particular tweets. But I'll tell you, the substance of their record is indefensible. The substance of their record is extreme. It's radical. And I think we ought to be talking about the substance of their record, the substance about why they send tweets minimizing 9/11 and minimizing Al-Qaeda when they attacked America on 9/11. That's troubling when you're saying things like
that. See, this is the content of their character that I was talking about before, and I'm really, we're going to come back to this, minus the comments from the Fox commentator. Anyway, we'll be back. We're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Graham basically said, the president, I understand where you're coming from, but aim higher. Joni Ernst and Senator Tim Scott kind of thought the president was over the line. Where's Ted Cruz stand?
Oh, listen, like most tweets the president sends, I wouldn't send these particular tweets. But I'll tell you, the substance of their record is indefensible. The substance of their record is extreme. It's radical. And I think we ought to be talking about the substance of their record, the substance about why they send tweets minimizing 9/11 and minimizing Al-Qaeda when they attacked America on 9/11. That's troubling when you're saying things like that.
Yeah, those are also things you wouldn't say either. All right,
that is exactly right.
Let's talk about the Senate hearing about free speech today. You're holding this. I know you've invited Dennis Prager to come to Capitol Hill to talk about this because it really affects him personally. Yeah. Listen to what he said earlier on our show.
If there's anything you would think that liberals and conservatives would agree on, and admittedly there isn't much, you would think it's about protecting free speech. And now, today, we have, at PragerU, we have 1 billion views a year. We're very effective. And of our 320 five-minute videos, about 60 are on the restricted list. That means if you block pornography, you cannot see a discussion of Lincoln's address at Gettysburg. It's an absurdity if they say the algorithm. They created the algorithm. Let them give the algorithm to the public. This is how we ban videos.
He said you can't even watch one of his videos about history if you have blocked pornography. If you're a parent and you've blocked pornography. And when we asked him why, and he said they hate us. They just don't want anyone to see our videos.
You know, in George Orwell's famous book, 1984, the way Big Brother controlled its power, the way the state controlled its power, is it controlled information. So we're at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with Eurasia. And if that changes, the information simply disappears. We see in the big tech media companies that same exact power. A couple of months ago, I chaired a hearing with Facebook and Twitter and the censorship that they're engaged in online, the political right. bias. Today, I'm chairing a hearing with Google. Google is a monopoly. Google may well be the most powerful company on the face of the planet because they have a monopoly on information, on what you know and what I know. And not only that, but Google owns YouTube, which is the second most popular website on the face of the planet. And the problem is they use these monopoly powers to silence voices they don't like. Listen, Dennis Prager is a brilliant thinker, but nobody with any sense would describe Dennis Prager as some sort of dangerous voice that Ever. Must be muzzled. But if you're a leftist, he's a very dangerous
Senator,
voice because he responds with facts right. and reason, and the left is terrified of facts and reason.
So do you know what you're going to do with these tech companies? Do you know where where does Ted Cruz stand? Because you're a free enterprise guy.
Sure.
Google wants to be the best. They do have a huge stake in our economy. Where do you stand?
It is a great question, and I will readily concede the solution is complicated. Nobody wants to see a federal speech police deciding what is and isn't permissible. What we do, however, have is three possible remedies. Number one, there's a special provision of law, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, that gives Google and Facebook and Twitter and the big tech media companies a special immunity from liability that right. nobody else enjoys. And Congress passed that under the assumption they would be neutral public for. In other words, they weren't going to be biased. They weren't going to favor one view over another. They would let all comers come to their site.
Does that make sense to you? That sounds like America to me. It sounds like our constitutional work, what Ted Cruz is saying they're supposed to do. it's pretty clear they're not doing that. Now, of course, with Peter Thiel yesterday, as we were talking about, Google. This is our Google moment. I think at every show, every hour probably, for the next foreseeable millennia, we're going to be talking about Google because Google has flipped. They're now part of the communist regime business, of which we're going to be explaining. Today, actually, is grievance number 77 for New California State, and we talk extensively about that in this grievance. Now, it's going to be a series of grievances because communism has really started to take real root here in California. It's really here. And Google, of course, its home is Silicon Valley. And YouTube. And you heard what he just said about their position now. They're not following along with the program. They're not abiding by what the rules set down by Congress for these communication organizations has been about. But they clearly have engaged and been totally involved. And what this hearing today is going to discover is probably questions about their relationship with the communist Chinese, which plays right into that big story we talked about last week about California playing with the communist Chinese through our PERS system, public employees retirement system, CalPERS, of which billions, about $350 billion in the whole portfolio. And much of that is consumed by what? Investments in communist China, and particularly their defense stocks. Now, you see, the thing about that, what people don't understand about their defense stocks, is that their defense stocks really aren't corporations like we know corporations that have a profit and all that stuff. No, they're backed by the Chinese government. And the last time I checked, and excuse me, I got to look at my clock right now, but the last time I checked, communist China is not fulfilling its obligations because they're too strapped for cash. So what's that going to do to the investment value of the portfolio of the California retirement system, the public employees retirement system? Well, forget about the dividends. And you can probably forget about even getting a check from them as a result. It's going to be an interesting situation, I think, today with Google out there and Ted Cruz. Like I said, I like the way this guy thinks. I like the way Ted Cruz thinks. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Now, the Park City Council unanimously voting to reinstate the Pledge of Allegiance during city council meetings.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, that passes unanimously.
And you just saw her, Carly's here to talk more about
sure
this.
Am, to talk yeah. about the weather and yes. all things related to this story as well. If you saw, that was a pretty crowded city council meeting. About 100 people showed up to it to protest their decision to stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and they were all very happy when the city council unanimously voted to
St.
overturn
city
that
Park
decision,
council.
So they will right. be saying the pledge before city council meetings now. This gained national attention mm-hmm. when the president tweeted about it, and the city was inundated with calls and emails, so a lot of people calling this a big win, including this Twitter user who says, America wants tonight, not just St. Louis Park. Steve on Twitter says that's one way to get people to go to a city council meeting. I'm sure it was one of their most crowded sessions yet. And JB says good for them. Americans need to stand up. Wake up, America. This yeah. is how the system works. They
St.
make
Louis
a decision.
Park.
If people don't like it, they can speak out. And I'm right. sure the elected officials are, they did the right thing there. They listened to their constituents and they decided to do what they wanted.
And of course,
yeah,
why in the world did they want to get away from the Pledge of Allegiance? That seems to be a growing thing. This is, I believe, one of the tentacles of Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21, working through ICLEI, which is this organization that works with the communities. And we've seen this phenomena a lot out here in California, where when you have a gathering of people for meetings or whatever, no longer do they say the Pledge of Allegiance. In fact, no longer do they even have American flags there, right? That's part of the problem. So, you know, they don't want you to say the Pledge of Allegiance at these meetings. It's just kind of, it's a small little thing, but it's a big thing. And I'm really glad that the City Park Council, the St. Louis City Park Council, unanimously approved going back to it. Because, you know what, their constituents were PO'd. And they stood up, they stepped up, and they confronted these folks and said no more. That's going to have to happen all around the nation. Anytime you get this kind of notion that we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance at these public meetings or there's no flag around, you call these people out and you demand answers. In fact, what we've done around here is that as these meetings have gotten started and they aren't going to say the pledge, somebody yells out, "All stand for the Pledge of Allegiance." And everybody stands. Their meeting is just totally disrupted. And we say the Pledge of Allegiance. Don't let them do this to you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.